This morning, our special guest is Division 4 Councillor Jo Natoli. How are you going, Jo?
I'm very well, thank you.
Sadly, we got a whole bunch of rain forecast for this weekend because we were supposed to have some awesome activities happening on the new parkland happening in Malulabar tomorrow, but sadly it's going to have to be postponed. But tell us about this fantastic new northern parkland.
Well, it's 1 hectare of land that used to be the old caravan park right on the beach. It was an incredible caravan park and obviously we were there for decades and many great memories of that area. But council made the decision back in 2015, went out to public consultation and talked about revitalising Malulabar. And part of that plan was to close the caravan park and convert it into a parkland. And it's taken a long time. We've had all sorts of challenges with the amount of rain. And then, of course, we've had COVID. We've had impacts on materials coming in. And even the pressure on the building industry, we've also seen building materials that have been impacted. And, of course, we've also had storms that have impacted that area. So it's had its challenge, but we managed to open half of it. Where the fitness areas at the top, the stairs down, and we can get onto the boardwalk and we open that first and the public can see that wonderful boardwalk viewing deck looking back down towards Malulabar Point Cartwright. And then, of course, just last Thursday, we officially opened the remaining part, which is the part where the playground is, incredible playground, all the barbecue areas, the toilet amenity blocks, and again, another little viewing deck right near the playground.
Fantastic. So it is open to the public now. Probably wait till we have some nice sunny weather to go and enjoy it, though.
Well, I can tell you that the Thursday, a week ago, when I knew the fencing was supposed to come down, I just went down after the ordinary meeting just to make sure that it was open. And I got down there and I couldn't believe the number of people, the children that were using the playground. And it was just wonderful to see that without even being announced that it was open, people had already found their way there and gravitated. And over the weekend, it was just swarming with people. It's just wonderful. And I made that comment that when we officially opened it on Thursday, that it was great that we were able to open it, already seeing people using it in the background. It was just a great feeling. And one of the great things was that I really wanted the Malulabar State School children to be the first children in Australia and in the Southern Hemisphere to be able to use the playground. And it's the only one of its type, that climbing, big yellow climbing structure, the only one of its type in the Southern Hemisphere. And they were the first children to road test it and we got the big thumbs up.
Fantastic. And I understand that it's a really state-of-the-art adventure playground, that there's amenities for people with disabilities and wheelchair access, all that kind of thing.
The whole area is designed for all abilities. Obviously, I did have a question whether there was a swing there for people in wheelchairs. There isn't, but the accessibility to the area is something that we were very mindful. The boardwalk, the gradient in the boardwalk is disability and wheelchair friendly. So, you know, we've been very mindful that we do want to make these areas fully accessible to those people with disabilities.
So this is stage one of the Northern Parkland, but there's more to come, right?
Well, this is stage 1A and stage 1B. We're now working around the loo with a view. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about whether the loo with a view should go, and I've made it very clear that my personal position is that I would love to see it stay there. The council find a way to refurbish the loo with a view and improve it and have the community's comments come back. Now, later in July, we will have a workshop and we'll get the feedback that we went to the community recently, asking them what their thoughts were in regards to that central area. So there'll be the area around where the loo with a view and, of course, the area in front of just past the roundabout towards the Northern Parklands. That sort of central area is the next focus that council's looking at.
Now, there was to be some celebrations tomorrow and you had a whole bunch of activities organised, but with the Bureau saying that we're going to get a stack of rain, have you made plans to have a bit later on in the year?
Oh, Oh, well, we were so disappointed. I mean, we're excited that we're finally going to have this huge community celebration. The whole Esplanade was going to be closed down. We're going to be working with the Chamber of Commerce, Discover Mooloolaba, and the council itself. And there were so many different community groups that were involved. We had everything from come and meet the mermaids. There were a whole heap of rides, live music, sunset markets, lots of activities throughout the day, and really disappointing. But when we heard that the rain was coming, the last thing people want to do is go out there and celebrate in cold winter rain. And so we can see the enormous amount of rain that's coming. So we just thought it was smarter to cancel that event. And it was important for us to make sure that when we do celebrate with nice weather around. So we've decided this 6th of November is really the date that we don't have bookings in that area. And we will join this event with beach rugby. Beach rugby has become a very important event in Mooloolaba. It's growing all the time. The number of Polynesian people that come to the area is just wonderful to see. And we're going to celebrate with that event. So it'll be a really special time. So the 5th of November, that Saturday, will be the date that we'll relaunch this event.
Fantastic. Put it in your diary, 5th of November, the Festival of Sun, Sand and Seafood to celebrate Mooloolaba's new parkland. It'll be well and truly broken in by the time we have the festival later in the year. Councillor Joe Natoldi, thank you for your time this morning.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.